Governor Snyder says that auto insurance in Michigan costs too much, so he is proposing changes that include $1 million cap on the now unlimited coverage that people who are severely injured in auto accidents can receive. Democratic Representative Kate Siegel of Battle Creek is a member of the House Insurance Committee, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you came out yesterday pretty quickly and pretty strongly against this proposal. What's the problem with it?
The biggest problem is it puts consumers and customers at risk and the victims of auto accidents in bankruptcy. And that is not consumer protection, and that's not what we should be doing for the residents of this state.
Do you agree with the governor's basic point that auto insurance in Michigan is too high because we are higher on an average cost per basis than most of the neighboring states?
We are higher than our neighboring states. And one of the things to point out is even with this governor's proposal, we're still the highest of all the surrounding states. This really just takes away protections and takes away rights we have for victims in this state. And the name of 1 year potentially of a minute amount of savings and then leaves it up to a market to continue those high rates.
The Detroit Free Press in their story today quotes a gentleman from Detroit named Steve Hood, says that he pays more than $300 a month for insurance on his 2005 Chrysler 300. He says anything he does that helps auto insurance in Michigan is a good thing because he says in Detroit it's a hidden tax. It's something that we get that nobody else does. And traditionally urban areas have had a higher rate of insurance for autos. Is there something to the idea that that is a hidden tax in areas like Detroit?
Well, it is a hidden tax, but there's a flat-out tax that's not hidden in the governor's proposal that we would all be paying, in addition to continuing to pay the Michigan catastrophic claims assessment fees. So there is taxes when people do not have insurance, and one of the things the governor is not looking at that's a huge problem in Detroit is that credit card scoring is still being used in Detroit and zip code issues to raise those rates without looking at the overall cost of insurance. The governor's proposal looks at less than 40% of our bill, and in fact concentrates on about 4% of our bill, which is the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Assessment. You know, the 60% part of the bill that we pay every year is about collision insurance. It's not our medical benefits. So I really do not see this proposal doing anything but taking away the security we have when we get in an accident in Michigan.
The Gong Renew Service notes that one of the key components of the legislation is that it will dictate that providers charge insurers the average price for such procedures as opposed to the existing charges that provide a levy for those in the catastrophic care system. As they note, insurers have been complaining for a long time that providers are, in their words, gouging them because of the unlimited benefits available. Is that something that should get looked at in this proposal or any other?
Well, you've got to start with some facts there. We heard testimony on a similar bill to get rid of auto no-fault in Michigan last session, and the insurance companies testified that they're being gouged. However, the providers came forward in testimony and said, here is the bill, here is what we sent, and here is what we were paid. So this idea that insurance companies are paying these outrageous fees and you know, that's all they're doing is not true. They have been negotiating those rates, and I have asked for them to show me what they have been paying on claims, and I still have not seen that data. But the providers have come forward and say, look, this is what we charge. Just like you or I, if we have insurance, would get a bill. This is what the charges are. This is what our insurance company pays, and this may be our copay. That same thing happens in auto rates, and the insurance companies are not paying that full cost. And so that's an issue we have in healthcare in general, that there's a lot of people not paying the actual cost, but it's definitely not the insurance company.
We heard from a fellow member of the House Insurance Committee this morning, Republican Margaret O'Brien of Portage. She noted that, you know, since Michigan last looked at no-fault insurance, the Affordable Care Act has become law, which, of course, includes the provision that people cannot lose their insurance because of a pre-existing condition. Does that change the calculus at all here about how Michigan provides these benefits out of the Catastrophic Claims Fund?
Well, the Affordable Care Act doesn't work for everyone. A, you usually have to be employed to have the insurance. If you have to buy it on a private market, what would happen in a catastrophic claim situation is you would potentially could lose your job if you're catastrophically injured. You would have to try to buy it individually, And at that point, you're not going to be able to provide a policy for your family that would probably be affordable if you're in a wheelchair or a quadriplegic. And you're going to be forced into what they say is where you'll be taken care of by Medicaid. But to qualify for Medicaid, you have to bankrupt yourself. And so instead of looking at what's really driving premium auto insurance rates in Michigan, we're saying if you're involved in a catastrophic accident and it's not your fault, you're going to have to go bankrupt yourself. You're going to have to get rid of your home, your assets, and everything else in order to get the health care you need. That is not the answer.
Kate Siegel, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Democratic Representative Kate Siegel of Battle Creek. She's a member of the House Insurance Committee. We're discussing Governor Snyder's proposed overhaul of auto insurance in Michigan.